This is Weekend Break, a download from the BBC's Weekend programme on the World Service. I'm Paul Henley with my two guests, Awen Jin, who's a Chinese-born British artist and social commentator, and Justin Quirk, who is editor of Supplement, a biannual art, photography and culture magazine. There's a world championship taking place in New York at the moment. The deciding match of a tense series is taking place on Monday. We're talking about chess. The contestants, Magnus Carlsen from Norway, a, quote, smouldering male model who's giving chess the sex factor, according to the Daily Mail, although I did look him up online and, well, I didn't really feel it. He looks about 16 for a start. And the Russian Sergei Kayakan, he holds the record for being the youngest chess grandmaster at the age of 12. He's still only 26. And by coincidence, perhaps, a documentary has come out in Britain this weekend about Magnus Carlsen, and its director, Benjamin Rhee, joins us on the line. Benjamin, tell us about Magnus Carlsen and why he's such a fascinating figure, apart from the sex appeal, alleged.
I think Magnus is very fascinating because he has learned chess in a completely different way than all the greatest chess players in history. You know, Magnus has learned chess all voluntarily, through playfulness, curiosity, no discipline. He hasn't done any homework. So his approach to learning chess was to just pick up a random chess book and open it on a random page and read a bit, and then go and play some football and then read some Donald Duck, but always thinking about chess. So his approach...
Hang on, did you just say read some Donald Duck?
Yes, that's the way...
Is that the way great minds spend their free time?
Before Magnus was going to play crucial games when he was 13 years old, he prepared while reading Donald Duck.
Oh, he's so allowed that at 13, okay.
Yes. And but he actually still reads Donald Duck, so he still loves reading Donald Duck before chess games. So that's,
how much does he actually practice, though? I mean, it must be... Surely chess has to be an obsessive thing in people's lives when they play at that level.
Absolutely. I remember I asked him this question, how often do you think about chess? And his response was all the time. And I asked him, do you think about chess now? And he says, yes. During the interview, he was thinking about chess, and he had a chess puzzle in the back of his mind. So he's kind of always thinking about chess, so he's always practicing.
Tell us about your documentary. There have been several attempts, some successful, some less so, to, quote, sex up the idea of chess, to make chess a showbiz phenomenon. There was a musical called Chess, written by the ABBA members, wasn't there? What yes. line do you take?
My story is a coming-of-age story. We have gathered a lot of family videos, but actually one of the producers started filming Magnus back in 2004 when Magnus was 13. So it's really a coming-of-age story told in present tense. We've been there in the decisive moments of his life, and you don't need to know anything about chess to enjoy this film. It's really about the human drama of the story. It's about family, about loneliness. So that's really what the film is about.
Carlsen himself is a bit of a master of the Scandinavian understatement, isn't he? He's quite softly spoken. How does he come across as a person?
Magnus, he has kind of two sides to him. He can be the Magnus who really thinks about chess all the time and prepares for chess. We need to remember that, for example, when I went to Harvard University, I filmed Magnus playing 10 great chess players at the same time, blindfolded simultaneously. So, and he beat all of them. So he has exceptional chess skills. But you also have the Magnus where he's back home with friends. And then he's really aware of other people, kind and considerate. So it all depends on if there's a big match ahead that he needs to prepare for, then he's in his chess zone.
Awen Jin, does chess fire your engines?
Yeah, I remember when I first was introduced to chess was in secondary school. Suddenly, we never had encountered Western culture. My friends got this little board, cardboard with the chess, and then we're playing. I think it's a very visual game because when you're in secondary school, you start to feel people start to differentiate between your woman or your boy or girl. I remember people say, okay, with all chess, with all kind of this kind of game, men do so much better than women. But I was sitting there, I remember looking up, there was a group of guys queuing to beat me, but I was winning every single of them. And that was the first time in my mind thinking, hang on a minute, the world doesn't really run that way. So it's very, I can imagine he blindfolded because I can visual the board. It's a visual game. So that's certainly, but I'm really...
Yeah, no, go on.
Yeah, you need to ask one question because now, I mean, I'm also very geeky. So now the computer is beating all the chess masters, all the games. So how do you see the future? I mean, surely your next film would be about a machine, no? how do you feel about them? Now, how does he feel about it?
You know, today they use computers to prepare for chess. You know, in the opening game, you can prepare a lot because then you don't have that many possibilities. But as the game goes on, you know, chess, the possibilities in chess are more or less infinite. So they use a lot of computers and computer experts and analyses to find the best possible opening. So many chess players, they can prepare up to around 25 moves and win the game only by computer preparations. What Magnus does is he tries to avoid computers as much as possible. So it's more mind against mind, you know, on the chessboard. And he has brought the human element back to the chess game and in a way revolutionized chess and inspired many people to think intuitively and think for themselves and not use the computers.
Benjamin, I suspect your name should be pronounced Benjamin, should it?
That's correct.
Benjamin Ray, thank you very much for coming on the programme, the director of a new documentary about the chess champion or would-be chess champion, Magnus Carlsen from Norway. You're listening to the BBC World Service. I'm Paul Henley with Weekend.